The Ohio Democratic Party's Chris Redfern says his office has asked Governor Kasich's office for copies of his schedule 7 different times.
We think that Governor Kasich is hiding something.
Redfern says he wants copies of the governor's monthly schedules, and only once has it been provided.
We received, about 3 weeks later, a list of 127 events that the governor participated in through the course of June. And 83 of those events were totally redacted. So almost three-quarters of the governor's of public events, he redacted that information. So we don't know what he was doing and with whom he was doing it, and we don't know how much time he was spending on Mitt Romney's campaign, for instance.
Redfern doesn't want just schedules. He also wants travel logs and emails. Redfern suggests Kasich is spending too much time on political efforts for Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and meeting with lobbyists. Redfern says if Kasich thinks he can ignore these requests, he'd better think again.
7 different public records requests have been ignored by the governor. He is not above the law. The governor may think he is above the law. He is not. He can threaten others with his bus. I dare him to run over the Ohio Democratic Party and myself.
If Mr. Redfern was more honest and wasn't so hypocritical, he would have scolded Ted Strickland then.
That's Terry Casey, a spokesman for Republican Governor Mitt Romney's campaign. Casey says Democratic former Governor Ted Strickland campaigned on behalf of President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton when they were running for office back in 2008. And Casey says Kasich hasn't been hiding his campaign activities.
The Ohio media has been very good on the few occasions when John Kasich's been out there campaigning. They certainly don't keep that secret. It's being reported pretty fully and accurately.
As far as the redacted information, Casey says there could be good reason for it.
The reality is this governor in particular, when you're actually working hard to get jobs into Ohio, you don't want to put out in press releases every prospective business or business leader you're talking to, because they like to ask questions, consider the options with some degree of confidentiality.
Rob Nichols, a spokesman for Governor Kasich, put out a written statement saying the office has released the governor's schedule 6 times, including a schedule request to the Ohio Democratic Party. Nichols says this is just another example of election year politics. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.